Happy Memorial Day! Today is May 29th, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. For the Gigabits update today, in the past week, I have performed the prayer with my school orchestra. My good friend Addison sang it with me. We were supposed to perform it in March, but as I was ill, we had to reschedule the performance for the end of the year. So on Wednesday, I sang it for the parents of the students in the orchestra at the night concert, and on Friday, I sang it for the student body. I had a difficult time learning the Italian because I'd never sung in it before. I had to have a private lesson on the pronunciation and how to read it. It was so hard to master. I can read Spanish aloud, but that's only because I've had a year of practice in the Spanish class offered at my junior high, and I still can't understand all of it. But it was a good skill to learn. Now I have no problem at all looking at Italian lyrics and then singing them. It's been a fun crossover. I've only performed classical music in church choirs at Easter and Christmas time, so this is definitely a new experience for me. Also, experimenting with other genres helped me understand on different levels why I love country music so much. None of the other genres I've performed in, such as pop or classical, have connected with me and caused me to feel such a swelling passion when I sing. Now, alternative and emotional rock are another matter. When I listen to them, it's amazing, but not when I sing it. I'm afraid I don't have the attitude, anger, and cynicism to carry those songs off correctly. I really don't get angry when important things in my life fall apart. I usually despair and experience sorrow instead of blind rage. So the country genre is easier for me to relate with because in country, you can write a song that describes the pain that you're feeling. But I'm glad that I had this opportunity to perform the prayer. And I think it's very important to try to master other genres because I've learned that my heart will always belong to country. This is the last American Idol update for a while. I can't believe the season is over already. Taylor Hicks has won the Gilded Trophy of American Idol. I wanted Catherine to win because of her amazing voice, but Taylor is a much better performer than she is. He has more confidence and stage presence than she has. He's obviously an entertainer and a musician, as she is a vocalist. There's a certain caliber of skill that she hasn't yet developed, but Taylor does have 7 years on her. I'm excited to see how he does as a recording artist. Part of his charm lies in a live performance, and I wonder if they can capture his passion with merely a microphone. He does have an excellent voice and great pitch, and he's really pleasant to listen to. But it's the same with Bo Bice. He was a visual performer as well. He has a great voice, but if you're only listening to him, the delivery seems flat. That's why critics didn't like his album, The Real Thing. If they had heard it the first time at a live performance, I bet the reviews would have been raving because he brings life to his songs and the stage when he performs. Taylor's the same way. Now, I adored Bo Bice's album because he sounded excellent and the lyrics were so well crafted. My favorite song of that album was Hold On To Me. The lyrics are so beautiful and I honestly cried the first time I heard it. But the public doesn't really care about how well a song is written and they don't want to cry when they listen to a rocker's album. So Bo didn't really do very well. It was off the charts within a month, and I'm concerned the same will happen for Taylor, because he's a visual performer. I predict that Catherine's album will do better than his, because her charm lies within her voice. She's a beautiful person and has cute mannerisms when she performs, but the package really consists of her talent. The passion in her performance is portrayed in the way she sings the song, and we'll be able to hear all of that on her album as we can see Taylor's passion. For that reason alone, she would probably be more successful than he will. But he's such a great musician that he probably won't be too far behind. For the song of the week, it is The Prayer. I had my great friend Mike Magistro come and record it with me. He has such an amazing voice. He reminds me of Josh Groban, and that's not just because I know him. His niche is definitely classical music, so he did a fantastic job on this song. Mike, thank you so much. You are the best. I also would like to encourage everyone to visit any Memorial Day service that's being offered near you. I'm going to the cemetery where my uncle was buried. If you listened to my last Memorial Day podcast, I talked about him and how he was a Marine, and I sang the song that I wrote for him. I miss him a lot, and I bet that you, or somebody you know, probably lost somebody close to them who was a veteran. I hope you'll attend a service and remember how important these veterans are, and not just to America, because these are real people with real lives and real love. It's amazing how brave they all were. I marvel at their courage, and I hope that you will honor them today. And now, the prayer.
Sento che ci salverà.